Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Get Sports Strong podcast. Today is Thursday, May 31st, 2018. I do apologize for the subscribers on Anchor. These podcasts have been few and far between. Most of the content lately has been on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to Get Sports Strong on YouTube. And I'd appreciate if you check out two websites. Bet on GetSportsStrong.com. See all my picks, along with picks from a lot of other great handicappers from around the world. And GetSportsStrong.com. That's all my site. And I do have handicapping packages available there, along with a lot of great free content. Even if you never purchase anything from me, that's absolutely fine. I just appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen, watch the video, subscribe, like, unlike. Just the fact that you're listening to it, I appreciate it. So let me get to the point. I'm here today, no video, just audio, but I have to give my opinion, my thoughts going into tonight's game one of the NBA Finals, because everyone else is, and of course it's game one of the NBA Finals, and it's something that I have a great interest in. Now, I'm going to be talking about this from the Las Vegas perspective of things. Right now, I'm sure you know, hardly anybody is giving the Cleveland Cavaliers any chance to win this series. Simplify it, I'm only going to talk about game one going into tonight. Now, in all my time, I shouldn't say all my time, but in the time that I've really been handicapping and giving out advice and betting on sports, there's only been one event really that I can remember here. And I don't go back as far as a lot of guys, but one event really that I told people, you know what, put what you want on this game. Put it on the favorite. The other side has no chance. And that was with Floyd Mayweather. Fought Conor McGregor. And Conor McGregor was like a plus, it fluctuated, but I think Conor McGregor was like a plus 425 underdog. Now, if you don't understand how sports betting works, basically being a plus 425 underdog means you would have had to put, well, if you put $100 on Conor McGregor and he would have beat Floyd Mayweather, you would have won $425. Floyd Mayweather, it fluctuated. He was about minus 500. Sometimes, you know, some places, for a while, it was, depending on when he got it, but it fluctuated. He's about minus 500, minus 550. Keep it simple, minus 500 means you would have to put $500 on Floyd to win 100, and you would have to put, you know, $100 on Conor would have won you 425. So even though it looked like value was on Conor, I said, nope, Conor has no chance, put it on Floyd. I mean, even if you're only getting back 100 bucks for every 500, put it on Floyd. Conor McGregor has no chance. Now, in the finals, the Cavs have worse odds than that. The Cavs are plus 650. It out fluctuates. I mean, I've seen, you know, anywhere from plus 550 to plus 675. And the Warriors have been about minus 900 to minus 1100. Let's just say on average minus 1,000, which means you have to put $1,000 on the Warriors just to win 100. And $100 on the Cavs will win you 650. Now, let's look at just game one. Game one only. Golden State, 13-point favorite, over under 214.5. And the money line I'm seeing, the Cavs are about plus 700. Depending on the sports books, it varies. Plus 550, but I'm damn seeing, I've even seen plus 750. Now, here's what I'm doing, okay? Disclaimer here. Do not bet on this, which you cannot afford to lose. Don't come at me later saying, hey, you told me this is going to win. I'm not telling you this is going to win, but I'm telling you it's worth a chance. You've seen Glengarry, Glenn Ross. Look, they had that quote in there. You know what you have to have to sell real estate? You got to have balls. You got to have big brass balls. Same goes with sports betting. College or pro. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey. Never seen a championship game where one team was such a big favorite and the other team was being so disrespected. Not only is the other team being disrespected, the other team has the best player on the court. Now, if you played any sport, especially if you played basketball, things happen in basketball, man. Sometimes teams go cold, they miss shots. The Houston Rockets weren't the better team in Game 7, but I mean, they missed, what, 27 threes in a row? How often does that happen? So I'm looking at it like this. Both teams coming off tough 7-game series. The Warriors got by the Rockets without Chris Paul. They won by 9, even though the Rockets shot, what, 7 for 44 for 3? The Rockets can go 11 for 44? Maybe it's Houston. I am going to make a small wager on the Cavs money line tonight. And if the Cavs lose, I'm going to probably do it again game 2. I understand that Cleveland, LeBron James, they don't win game 1s. I understand Golden State has the better team. But at plus 700, a dollar bet will win you $7. $10 will win you 70. $100 will win you 700. $1,000 will win you 7,000. Now, only bet $1,000, man, if you're just if you're one of those guys out there betting 20 grand a game and, you know, you wipe your butt with $1,000. I'm not really I'm not playing $1,000 on it, okay? But, you know, put something on it. I think at least I'm putting something on it because I think that the Cavs have a chance to steal game 1. Maybe the Warriors are reading their press clippings. Maybe they're tired. Andre Iguodala will not be in to guard LeBron James. I think it's worth a chance, at least on game 1. I think it's worth a chance. If you think the Cavs have better than a 13% chance, then I think it's worth making a play on them in the money line. Or you can, you know, go ahead and take them against the spread. But, you know, against the spread, then you're looking at, you know, the same thing you're looking at. You put down $100 to win 90 or 95 or 100, whatever, you know, whatever you're finding, whether it's minus 110 to plus 100. But I'm going to take the Cavs on the money line. I do have a play on the total, the over-under. That if you subscribe, insider access on BetOnGetSportsStrong.com or one of the packages on GetSportsStrong.com, you can get that information. But I'm not here to plug that. I'm just here to tell you my thoughts on Game 1, and I think the Cavs are definitely worth a chance. I mean, this is their historical underdog. We're talking about one basketball game. One basketball game. I mean, plus 700 is good value during the regular season, any game, if you got the Warriors playing the Kings. So plus 700. I'm going to take the Cavs, man. Check out GetSportsStrong.com along with Bet on Get Sports Strong. Go ahead and subscribe here on Anchor. Subscribe on YouTube. And most importantly, if you don't do any of that, I just appreciate you listening today. Don't come back mad when you lose, saying that I told you to don't put yourself in a bad situation. I will say that, okay? Very good chance the Cavs do lose tonight. All right? But and plus 700, man, you got to have balls. I mean, if you don't want to, then go ahead and, you know, put your $100 on the Warriors to win $10 or whatever you want to do. But I'm taking a chance on the Cavs. I mean, you guys bet the, most of you guys bet the Sunday night football games. A lot of you guys, I should say. You know, you take the Dallas Cowboys over the Giants minus 3.5. You know, we all, just like me last night, you know, you lay the juice on the Chicago Cubs minus 130 to beat the Pirates, and they lose. And you lose all the time, man. I mean, come on. Take 10, 20% of what you normally play on a game and just throw it on the Cavs. It's a chance. I mean, a lot of the times, even the best, the very, 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 very best of you guys long term are losing 40% of the time you're playing. All right, most of you guys are losing more than 50% of the time you're playing. Even if you're winning 55% of the time, 60% of the time, some of you guys saying 70%, but that's short term. But even if you're on a run, you're winning 70% of the time. I think it's worth a chance, man. Take a chance on the Cavs. I'm taking a chance on the Cavs in game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight. I definitely think the value is there. Maybe Golden State's a little fatigued. Andre Iguodala's out. Maybe Cleveland, maybe some of these other guys, man, they're a little pissed off, and they come out blazing. And like I said, it's $10 to win 70. All right, basically. It is what it is. So, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Get Sports Strong podcast. Check out GetSportsStrong.com. Subscribe here on Anchor. And like I said, I do have a totals play if you're interested at GetSportsStrong.com under the All Access packages. Right now, basketball is almost over, so it says All Access MLB packages. But we'll give you the basketball play as well, along with the baseball plays for today. Have a great day. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'm David Delano. God bless, and let's enjoy some basketball in life.